T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:32 and 35 seconds to go right along with it on a football Friday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg. Antonio Grillo, they on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the Marathon Football Friday Schmooze right up until the Nets. 7:15, the pregame right here on your fan. New York City.
1 p.m. The New York Giants.
This can be a little bit of an endurance test sometimes as you try to build a winner. You know, I think the important thing is to just keep coaching and just keep doing all the things you think are necessary.
Jones works over center. He's under pressure again. He's going to get sacked and he has the ball ripped out of his hands. Jones back to throw. Looking for the deep ball down the right sideline. In the air and intercepted. Jones takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to run it. Dives ahead. Gets the first down, but he fumbles the football.
Play the Bears. They're an outstanding team. You know, they're battling through their season like we are. And, you know, it's time for us to go out and get a victory.
Jones back to throw on a first and 10. His arm got hit. Ball knocked out. Ball is loose. Jones takes the snap. Jets bring pressure. Jones gets sacked. Jones back. Going to get sacked. And the ball stolen by Adams. Takes it out of his hands. And he's in for the touchdown.
The important thing is to go back and look at the things and try to clean up the things that you're not doing well. You know, try to keep doing and keep building on the things that you're good at.
1 p.m., the New York Jets.
We got a legit test this week. We'll really find out where we're at right now. We'll find out where we are as not only a defense, offense, and special teams of how well can we compete with this group.
Donald, it's caught by Jamison Crowder, takes it in for a Jets touchdown. And now it is Bell who takes it in for a Jets go-ahead touchdown. Donald throws to the end zone.
Looking forward to the challenge. They have been playing some good ball. Hopefully we can go out there and slow those guys down as best as we can.
Haskins in trouble. It's Jamal Adams who brings him down. Donald, now he throws. Corner of the end zone. Robbie Anderson with a Jets touchdown. Donald throws. It's Griffin again into the end zone for a Jets touchdown.
You know, something that we just keep saying is the play doesn't care who makes it. It's just everybody doing their job, and the right guy will make the right play at the right time if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And I think on all three phases, that's really kind of been our focus.
It's a football Friday, and I still wonder why we all call it a football Friday when the NFL plays on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. But it's a football Friday, and of course we'll begin with the New York Football Giants. And yes, with Thanksgiving this close, the New York Football Giants are in the holiday mood. Oh, they love to give the football away, don't they? They love to give the football away to those in need, and the Chicago Bears is one of those teams in need. See, the good news for the New York Football Giants this weekend is that Chase Daniel will not be starting for the Monsters in the Midway. Mitchell Trubisky has been so awful, has been so bad for the Bears, that his right arm has gone through 3 12-step rehab programs, to wit. In week number 9, the Bears were taking on the Eagles. The Mitchell report shows the Bears' offense in the first half putting up a whopping 9 yards of offense. Last week against the Rams, the Mitchell report shows that Trubisky was benched for illusion, delusion, and confusion, and another 3 and out. The New York Football Giants want to run Barkley for a change. Why not? And it's expected he's going to get more touches than usual, since the thinking is if Daniel Jones spends more time handing off, he'll be with less turnovers. If you're a Giants fan, you don't want to hear that A, the Giants have allowed 34 sacks, and Khalil Mack has only one sack in his last six games. So, if Smith is again the left tackle, and Pulley is again the center, and Open Gates is again the right tackle, although Remmers with the bad back is expected to show up. If those three are on the offensive line, the backups, Daniel Jones, his life, his career, his future is in grave danger. The good news for Jones, Buster Skrin is in the Chicago secondary. Fortunately for Daniel, Saquon Barkley has been working on his pass blocking. And of course, what Giants fan isn't thrilled to hear he's working on that instead of finding some space on the other side of the line, God forbid. We do hear, again, now where this is not official because the back is bad, but we do hear that Mike Remmers might be over there at right tackle with a bad back, expected to get worse if Mack lines up in or around or in front of him. The fearless forecaster thinks Mitchell Trubisky is so bad that Baker will pick him off. If only Baker for once turns the right way to see where the ball is. And so for the Chicago Bears, that's a loss.
The fearless forecaster.
And he's spoken, and do I need to tell you, he's never been wrong, you know that. Sunday, 1 p.m., the New York Jets hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. As we all know, there is JJ After Dark, whom we all know and love, and there is JJ in the daytime, we all know and hate. Josh Jacobs, he runs very hard, doesn't he? But remember, the Jets are very good at, how you say, stopping the run. Ever since they allowed that 66-yard run by Fournette in week number 8, the Jets have made it known now and forevermore, or at least they hope for the rest of the season, as good a run-stopping defense as there is in the NFL. The Raiders are flying cross-country, and of course, the weather is not going to be, how you say, Oakland weather, but flying is something they've done a lot of in 2019, these Las Vegas Raiders. They had a preseason game in Winnipeg, and they beat the Packers there without Aaron Rodgers and all the regulars, nothing but butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. But nonetheless, they flew to Winnipeg, and they beat the Packers in a preseason game. They had a regular season game in London, beating the Bears. So, welcome aboard, and please make sure your seat is in the upright position. The fearless forecaster smiles when he hears the Jets could be going on a 5-game winning streak. Please calm down, everybody. If they handle Las Vegas, they move on to battle Cincinnati and Miami, but looking ahead with the New York Jets is not advised, since doing that usually means that the light at the end of the tunnel is an exit sign. After Washington, Sam wasn't still developing. He looked developed, even with the one pick to Bostic. And Jamal Adams has turned out to be the pass rusher the Jets don't have, blitzing his way to 6 sacks, only 2 away from the NFL record of 8 from Adrian Wilson of Arizona, and he set that record last year. Derek Carr is well aware of Adams, but I could not believe what Carr said about Jamal Adams this
week. We now join the following program already in progress.
Be quiet, Heidi.
Please don't make me stay here, Aunt Detta.
You will have every advantage here. A tutor, servants, pretty clothes, your own room. You should be grateful for this opportunity.
What an answer and relative.
How do you do?
This child is Herr Sesemann's niece, the offspring of his deceased brother and my deceased sister.
What's your name?
Heidi.
Since the death of her parents, Heidi has been my responsibility.
I mean, Jamal Adams has to say something in return. You just can't make that up. And that is going to be our top story into this weekend number 12 in the NFL. What Carr was to say about Adams was absolutely, as you just heard, uncalled for. Absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, Adams is looking to create a car accident, predicting, has Jamal Adams, as he did earlier in the week, he has found himself, hasn't he? He is now the best of anyone on that Jets defense. He could stop the run. He could sack the quarterback. He is Superman. And he is predicting he's going to break that defensive back sack record. And he's only two away, as we alluded to. Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell says he feels like breaking out. As long as the NFL doesn't stick him with any more of those dirty-ass needles before the game, he wants to make a difference, finally. The fearless forecaster heard what the NFL plans to do for the likes of Myles Garrett. Helmets will now have tighter chin straps. And so, for the Las Vegas Raiders, that's a loss.
The fearless forecaster.
And he has, again, do I need to remind anyone, never, ever been wrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.